purify your greatest delusion first. So if we're wondering where to start, I mean, I would say there's a lot to choose from, but the advice is purify your greatest delusion first. So just before we get into this, especially those of you who are familiar with Kadam Dharma, what is the definition of delusion? I'll just pause. So the definition of delusion, which we will find, for example, in How to Understand the Mind or Joyful Path of Good Fortune. And if you're less familiar, you need to look up How to Understand the Mind or Joyful Path of Good Fortune. There are pages about the delusions that we're learning about here. And it's important that we begin to be able to recognize our own delusions. Some are easy. Anger's easy. There's actually 21,000 types of anger. That's not so easy. But gross anger's easy. Uncontrolled desire is quite hard for us to recognize. So we need to learn what these are. So the definition of delusion that Venerable Geshe-la gives us is a delusion is a deluded mental factor that arises from inappropriate attention and functions to make the mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. So a delusion is a deluded mental factor. A mental factor. Mental factor means part of the mind. A part of the mind that arises from inappropriate attention. So Venerable Geshe-la just simply has said that is meaningless attention. I think that's wonderful. So it arises from meaningless attention, paying attention in a meaningless way. So it's a deluded mental factor, a deluded part of the mind that arises from inappropriate or meaningless attention. And here's the worst part. And that functions, so what's a delusion's job? It functions to make the mind, our mind, unpeaceful and uncontrolled. So the reason that's a terrible function is that happiness comes from inner peace. So if something, delusions in our heart, are making our mind unpeaceful, they are necessarily destroying our happiness, as we well know, because it's impossible to be angry and happy. It's impossible to have strong, uncontrolled desire and be happy. Impossible, because the function of delusions is that function to make the mind unpeaceful and uncontrolled. Then we think in harmful ways. Okay, I just wanted to remind you, because we use the word delusion quite a lot in tonight's teaching. Okay, so purify your greatest delusion first. And Venerable Geshe-la teaches us, if we purify and remove our greatest delusion first, we will find it easier to abandon other delusions. So you might think it would be easier to try your smallest delusion first. But I'm not sure we can say the benefit of our greatest delusion is that you can easily see it because it's so big, it's there all the time. So Geshe-la uses anger. For example, if we have a tendency towards anger, so many people say, I don't really get angry. I often get frustrated, irritated, and annoyed. Those are just other words for anger. For example, if we have a tendency towards anger, we should concentrate on its opponent. So what is the opponent of anger? Patience. We can actually say patience and love. Patience is the opposite of anger. So if we have a tendency towards anger, we should concentrate on patience, the opponent to anger. So patience is a mind that happily accepts, happily bears, accepts any harm or difficulty with a virtuous intention. In this way, we will gradually conquer it. We will not be able to overcome our anger immediately, but with persistent practice. Again, that's a wonderful phrase, like a broad, slow-flowing river. With persistent practice, the power of our anger will diminish day by day, week by week, until eventually it subsides altogether. Wonderful. What victory. This is real victory. You know, often in our world we talk about victory. Real victory is being victorious over our inner enemies, which are causing all the harm in our world. So this is real victory. And you know, the first time you do it, everybody here that's experienced in Kadam Dharma will remember. You were about to get angry and you stopped yourself. It's like the best feeling in the world. You immediately want to contact somebody, say, you'll never guess what, I just did it. I did it. I didn't get angry. You're so happy. And the taste, it doesn't taste like anything else in the world. When we hold our mind back from being deluded, the taste of that wisdom, that offering to our spiritual guide, is so delicious. It's wonderful.